Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, we can talk about the slap everything. That's all fine and dandy. Tyson's doing some of the media availability. And, you know, I appreciate when the young people the are youths. A part of
the extra youth,
the media stuff, the scrums at these fights and stuff. And they had a young lady.
Like who, a young Simone in there. You know what I mean?
That I'd like to see, been interested how Simone handled what Tyson did yesterday. It would have been interesting, but
she would have gassed him up.
But this girl, she's very young. I mean, maybe she's what, like 13, 14? I mean, what do you think, Dylan, in that picture?
Yeah, she was somewhere around video. There.
Yeah. And she asked Tyson about his legacy. And you know what? Just listen to the clip. I don't even know how to explain it.
No, I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing. Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
At the very end,
yeah, she's like 13.
I can't believe you cut it, because at the very end, she looks at me and she goes, well, thanks for sharing that with us.
Yo, why did he do that, man? That dude's wild. There's nobody in the history of the world like Mike Tyson.
You know what? Can I say, we might get an old Tyson mindset in that ring. I don't think so. I'm not sold, because I've seen it, and I just know it won't happen. But that's the most 1989 Mike Tyson answer I have heard in a long time.
Well, and here's what I'll say. You saw Mike Tyson on the tail end of his boxing career. He would just get exhausted, and he'd be like, nah, I can't do this anymore. I hope that – and I'm not sure that this fight's not rigged, so I'm just going to start there. He's too old to be in great shape. I hope he just goes in defense mode for, like, the first four rounds and then goes, you know what? I'm just going to go out with a flurry. I don't care what the contract says. I'm just going to knock this dude out.
But that's not – but see, that is – peak Mike Tyson is – it's over? Like, that quick. Like, yeah. Ding, ding.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Tyson is knocked out. Peter McNeely, or Mike Tyson is knocked out. Frank Bruno. I mean, it did.
You know, there's Vegas odds on this, too, because I just always thought it was like an exhibition. Nobody's really going to put money on it. Like, no, it's there's Vegas odds. I think Jake Paul's favored, like, minus 215.
How is he favored?
Because he's like, 27. I mean, dude, Mike Tyson, like, the last few times he's fought, he just got in his corner and goes, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I just throw the towel in.
Now he fought Roy Jones.
Yeah, well, and Lord knows, that's the most geriatric boxing match of
that was, don't rigged. There's no doubt that they were like, hey, let's get through this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.